Ms. Cooper, when did you come to Middletown, Connecticut?
Well, I don't know the year, but I just talked to my son. It's been about 47 years.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live before you moved to Middletown, Connecticut? Were you in another part of Connecticut?
No, I was in South Carolina.
Oh, I see.
Columbus, South Carolina.
And what made you move to Middletown?
Well, I didn't really move. I come up here to work.
I see.
I had a friend here. She got me a job. And you know the terrace with the greenhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they sent for me to come up here.
So you came?
When I got here, I liked it. And then I was going back. But when I got here, then all of my friends, my family wanted to come up here.
So your family came up also?
I got one by one.
How many altogether came up in your family?
Well, I had two brothers and two sisters. My brother had two children. My sister had three. And I had one sister, she didn't have any children. One brother and no children. But I sent for all of them after I got there.
Were all of them able to get jobs also when they came?
Not all at once. They didn't until they got jobs.
I know that a lot of people have said they came when they came to Middletown that the wages were very much better than what they could have made down
south. Well, that's one reason I came up here. My mother died, and I was the oldest one in the family. And the three of them wanted to go to college. And I come up here to work to send money back to get them in college. Instead of them left out there, I was like a mother child. They want to come back. So I was making, I guess, $5 a week in the South. I come up here and made $25.
Yeah, that's a very big one. And how was it for living conditions? Was it easy for you to find a good place to live?
Well, I stayed in. I worked with him, and I stayed in about 2 years. And I had one son, and I told him my son I'd have to come home. And I left there, went to another place, and I stayed there. No, I didn't have no trouble getting in the place. It was old houses, but there wasn't no trouble getting in. It wasn't expensive. I lived on what you call Union Street.
So in general, for blacks, you came up with pretty good.
Yeah, because they know that it's old house. It wasn't expensive. I think I stayed there in that house in 5 rooms for $14 a month. And I lived on a place called Water Street. $14.
And how long did you work for?
Well, must have been I got here the first day in January, and I stayed there from then till the next July. And I left and went to the Mullane. And I stayed there about 5 or 6 years. He had a tree terrorist in Portland. He's behind that promise. Wait for the Roosevelt, so I can tell you all the places I work. Those are the two main places, the main. That's what he said for me.
Did you think it was different as far as how one was treated? Do you think it was different as far as how relations were between, were there many blacks in the old time? When do you think a lot of blacks start coming in?
Yeah, they started coming in.
There wasn't around what time?
Uh-huh.
Around what time?
What'd you say?
I'm sorry, around what time?
What time?
Yeah, around what year?
When they started coming in?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe 2 or 3 a year. And since they've been coming very lately. They've been coming very recently. Family.
You said that your younger brothers and sisters wanted to go on to college. Were they able to do that?
If I sent the money to them, after we send the money, they want to come where I was.
How was school to go in Middletown? How was the educational system?
Well, they didn't. I had one son. He finished high school, and he did 2 years trade school. The rest of them got in work. My sister, he was one of my brothers was married.
But did he find it difficult for your son in school? Like, was it much discrimination?
Well, no. My sister had 3 children, and my brother had 2. They went to the same school. Now, that's different in the South. They had the public school, teachers, fathers, and everything.
In Middletown, where everybody was able to go to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So it must not have been any in housing. Mm-hmm. Trying to get housing, there wasn't no discrimination.
No, no. They went to one apartment, somebody to the other one, all the time. They have a color spectrum. And you ride the bus or the train, you tell people to get on the back and black people get on the front.
So you pretty much find it very nice or good to live.
Well, I tell you, we were born and raised there. And we didn't know any more any different. Some of us along with our mother and father that was there when we were born. And we didn't know any different. We went ahead to color school and the color school.
No, I mean when you came to Middletown, did you like you liked it much better?
Well, no, it didn't bother me. No, I cooked after I school. I cooked and I brought my cook all the time. I was a nurse, you know, taking care of the children. So it didn't make much difference.
And as far as like your experiences in Middletown was a good place in New York to start.
Well, I was the only thing that interested me was the money. That's what I come for, the money. And to get the boy to show them to college and go back home and maybe buy a home down there. And then I went home once, and the thing was so different. I come back. I thought I'd stay right here. Well, I like it here. Because me, I can go along with anybody, and I don't know much of the difference. And in the South, you cook, and you had to eat in the kitchen. And you go to the wife, even now, you had to knock on the back door, and you go to the front door. When I come up here, I eat at the table with the white people. That was a little difficult for me. I said, all the big plates, and I said, nah, they all eat together. The only thing down in the restaurant was that they all eat together. They get out at the table, and the food on the table on the side. And they said, accept my plate, and I can eat it. By the barrel, 5 feet of glass, and we dance on the platform. And we go to a dance, and there was no home. There was a lot of old empty houses, nobody didn't live in. And they would have a lamp or lander, and we go to that old house and have a party, dance. And I don't think we had anything to eat, we just dance and have something to drink. And that was all there was for. And go home with something to do. And my mother and father, they didn't allow us to go out for the night. It would be a dance. My sister and I used to put in the window of question door. My older sister and I used to put a chair out the window. The boy that was out the window, and we walked 5 miles and danced till almost sunset. My father would have found me. We'd come back and get in that same window. We never knew what was out. Third day was later than January. They'll take you to the dance, you're going to be back to back. I got out there, well, I'm in and I'm not just like, I love that. So to see you the next day on the farm, if he's so tired of speaking to the town of Wharton. My father never know what he did, never know if he got out of there.
How was it in Middletown? Was it much like that?
Well, I didn't follow with this, but I ran into something. I was younger. I was about 20 or 25.
What church was it that you belonged to?
Well, when I was in the church, he was a Methodist.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one on the Court Street?
You mean here?
Yeah.
You mean when I first come up here? No, no. Cross Street.
Right.
Cross Street. I went there. I lived in Cromwell just the day that I was born. And of course, I stayed in and I didn't know where no church was. And my lady love was sent for me to come and get Mrs. Sneed. She was going to Cross Street and she took me there with her. Then I met the church in Portland. And that's where my grandfather was in. And that was my church. So when I found them, and I went down there. Yeah, I was in that
one. Were there many blacks in the church at that time?
Yeah, it was quite a few. They had a nice chorus. When I came up here, they had a, a brickyard, they called it. There was a lot of people. That's why so many of them were here, back in that brickyard. Mr. Jimmy Taylor was here. And most of them people belonged to the church.
Since you've been in Middletown, have you seen any blacks in politics or on the social committees of council?
Well, yes, a few of them. You know, Reverend Abbott, he died. And a friend of mine, who I call him, my nephew, and his mother, the one who took me up here. He went to sleep. He took his place.
What position is it at Eagles? What position is it at Eagles now?
Well, now, I can't tell you what it is, but it's something other. I don't know. In fact, Barbara had what it was on me, but I can't understand. But I think he took Reverend Abbott's place. Well, there's quite a few of them now. Someone had told us to go to work in the bank. You could not have marched in the bank on the side. Not have been friends in the bank. There's some value. But I can't just remember now. So I just want to keep that in the bank. They got a little privilege in them going back.
Even in Middletown, have you noticed the change?
So I guess they like that everywhere. The people's a mess. I guess they're back down in the south in the place. I said, mean to one another and do mean things and kill each other. That's the only thing I can see. And people used to be so nice and friendly. But I don't think they're friendly. They used to be. And it's more meaner to one another. I think you see somebody have a little more than me.
Did you see, like, any blacks
in
the school?
No, they did not.
I don't remember if I see it now. Not until recently.
I don't remember.
before that you lived in the project? About how long did you live?
Well, now, I lived in the project, it must have been 16 or 17 years. They had a place they called the Veterans Terrace. No, they called they had buildings for the veterans, and they were little shacks. And they tore down my house, was going to tear down my house on Water Street to make the road go to the hospital. And we had to move, and there wasn't enough of houses over there. So all of the houses they built for the veterans, and this one was too cheap. And then before they tore them down, they let us live there, so we got enough room in the project. So I must have stayed up in that little veteran terrace about, I don't know, maybe 2 years. And they moved down in the village department.
And how's living out in the village? You like it?
Well, I liked it better. So in the village, you didn't pay anything but your telephone. And where we lived up there, there's the gas, but we had to pay out of light and buy out of oil. Because it was full of diseases for the veterans, and they was right in the state. So we went down there, we didn't have to pay no lights without the gas. So I liked it better in the house. The one on the track was very cold. But the project was long, and I lived on the second floor.
Yeah, do all of his brothers and sisters still live in Middletown?
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, well, I've got one brother, Professor Snow. One brother there right back there. And the other one, I can't understand. I don't know where he is, but he went somewhere and he bought a home. And I can't tell you where. He lived right over there. But my brother David, he lived right over there. And there's one or two brothers I have. And my sister lives in the other, Sabona Tower. Mm-hmm. She lives in Sabona Tower, my brother's sister Max. And Sabona Tower, but she has two brothers and two boys. And my brother David got three boys and two girls. He got five children. My brother Arthur don't have any children. He doesn't have a stepson. And my sister Maddie got three children, and I can't count them. But she lives in some other country. Her son lives in Broomfield. He's got one son, and he bought a home in Broomfield. And the rest of them. And the one sister doesn't have to
work. What type of work does your brother David do? Mm-hmm. What type of work does your brother David
do? I think it's David up to West End.
Oh.
Yeah, he went to West End. He's been there about 30 years.
30 years?
And he set first on it. And he married and got two children.
And your sister, what type of work did your sister?
Well, she retired from the state hospital. But she didn't do anything. She retired.
But before, you know, when all of you first came up, what type of work was she doing?
Well, she was just about doing day's work. I don't know how long she worked. She retired, I think, at 6 or 7.
Well, overall, then, you pretty much enjoyed your life in Middletown.
Well, I did. I worked hard. That was a nice time. My biggest pleasure was going to church. I go to church Sunday night. I took care of myself. I lived to see in October, I'd be 86 years old. And 12 of us children, 6 girls and 6 boys, and I'm the oldest one. And 7 days, I worked in a restaurant, and I worked in a beauty shop, and I worked in Russell's factory, and I worked in beauty parts. went to the seashore with people during the summer.
When was it that you worked at the restaurant?
Well, that's been quite a while ago. It was a restaurant on Coast Street. Let's see, what was that name? Well, I worked there. I was a shorthand cook. I had a cook named Harry. He did the cooking and liked the sandwiches and coffee and something like that. But you called the shorthand. I did that. Bransfield restaurant. That's right. I went there. And I guess I would have stayed there because I like to cook. But I went on a vacation, and while I was gone, the restaurant got burned down. Which won't be out burning it down.
With the Bransfield restaurant.
I started the cooking when I was about 6 years old. And I would get a box like this and stand up there and make up biscuit dough. And from then on, I've been working. And I done everything, and since I wouldn't tell you everything that I've done, it's going to take me all night. And just have a book and have my picture in there, in my life. I could fill it up. And I had a friend, his mother lived there. He was a Wamsley.
Oh, the Wamsley? I've heard his name.
Bob Wamsley? He was a West Coast boy. I never worked up there. But he used to work with an Oxford Current. And he's a writer and he takes pictures. But I wanted Art to write my life. He'd do it now, but I wouldn't bother him. But I often wanted my life to live. I could fill it up. Fill it up. 6 years old. And we had a fireplace like that. And just like those poles in there, you set a pot on there, and that's the way we cook. And you had a thing you pull out there, they call the skin of in the lid, baked bread and pies and cakes and men. And you put the pot on there, and if the stick of water break, the pot turned over, you had to make another pot for them. Well, I could write it.
I believe. When is it the first for the factory? You mentioned the Russell factory. What was
that? Well, I don't know the year. I went to Russell's, and Russell was I had been sick, and they wouldn't let me go in the shop because there was too much dust. They let me work around in the ladies' room and take care of the office, and I didn't like that because I did that already. So soon, and then I had to go on the third shift, or the second shift, and I didn't like that shift. So when I got an opening, in New Departure, I went there.
And what was New Departure?
Well, it made things for the Army. And I was an inspector for some of those things, those tools, I don't know, little round things like the wheel. And I was an inspector. That was going at 11 o'clock. I liked that ship. And they had a bus to go. And I'd go to him, I'd sit up to the table on a stool, and the man would bring my work and take it away. And I liked it. I don't know what you call them, something like, you're going something about the soul, army. So that's all I had to do, was sit on that stool and pick out a good one from the bed. And I liked it. And I was so sorry that I didn't retire. I would have been getting a good pension. Some of my friends worked in. But people got to talking, and they said the war is going to soon cease quick, and then everybody be running and looking for a job, and like y'all getting out of school. So then I'm with a hard head. I got an opportunity for a good job, cooking job, and I quit and went to cooking. So I'm so sorry. I hate to talk about it. I didn't get that pension. Bob Rand's father was there, and he gets his pension because he retired, and then I didn't retire. I stayed there about 5 years. And then they didn't want you to stop because the war was going on and they needed you. And you made time and a half and overtime. Oh, I made so much money in my life. Sunday night for the time and overtime. And we had the bus boys Sunday night and every night. And I quit to get a job before they rushed, And I couldn't get a good cook.
That New Departure, that was in Middletown?
That was in Maryland.
Yeah. Well, so a lot of people during the war from Middletown got jobs.
Yeah, we had a bus that busted over every night. And I guess three times a day it was three buses. one for 7 o'clock in the morning, one for 3 o'clock, one for 11 o'clock at night. But the 11 o'clock one, I like it at night, we could have all day off. You go to wake at 11 and get off at 7. And I just go ahead and sit on that stage. And some night I'd be sitting up there sleeping, and the boss was touching me, and sometimes he wouldn't be touching me, and I think he would. Waking me up. That's the best job I ever had. Lord Barbara and his sister just retired from there. Died the father. I don't think Barbara ever went.